Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Right. Welcome to episode 96. So we're gonna go international for this episode, kinda. You'll see why in a minute. You might want to brush up on your Danish. But I'm excited for this episode because I'm going to talk about how to deal with the bullshit that life throws your way. And I've done a couple episodes on this before. I've talked about why I think we shouldn't take things so seriously. I've talked about why I think you should be able to just laugh at kind of just the randomness of life. And those all definitely hold true. But I have another mindset that I wanted to talk about that I've seen to be super effective in my life. It's one that allows me to kind of just roll with the punches, to not get negative, to not get down on myself, to not play the victim in life. And I think this is super important because I've learned that if you want to live a happy life, a life where you're always growing and learning, you have to decide to do that. You have to decide to do just that. And this mindset will help you do that every single day. So as always, very excited to chat about this. Quick shout out to today's sponsor before I hop into it. Today's sponsor is Bespoke Post. I've talked about these guys a lot. It's for dudes. It makes sense. I'm a dude. I like dude things. And Bespoke Post is a really cool brand. I've been following them for a while. They're basically on a mission to help you upgrade your style or your apartment. They've been sending me what they call a box of awesome each month, and I love it. Basically, what they do is they're out there scouting the world for quality, unique products to send you each month in a box all over the place. Really cool stuff, everything from barrel aging kits, cigars, weekender bags, just really cool stuff that they found all over the world. They basically curate it and send it to you each month. Each box goes for under $50. It has over $70 worth of gear waiting inside for you. And the way it works is that the first of each month, you'll get an email from them saying, hey, here's what's in the box. You'll then have 5 days to change either the colors or the sizes or whatever you can customize. And if you're not feeling it completely, you could just say, hey, skip me. It's a really cool model. And they've been sending me boxes for the past couple of months, and I've gotten a lot of cool stuff from them. So thank you to today's sponsor, Bespoke Post. You can get started by going to boxofawesome.com, answer a few short questions that'll help them kind of get a feel for what you're into, and then go from there. And of course, Bespoke Post is hooking up listeners, so you can get 20% off your first box, which is amazing. You could just go to boxofawesome.com. You can use code MINDSET at checkout. 20% off your first box. So that's boxofawesome.com. Use code MINDSET and you can get 20% off your first box. So thanks a lot to Bespoke Post for sponsoring. Also, real quick before I get into it, be sure to follow me on Instagram at case.kenny. Also, be sure you're subscribed to the podcast if you're listening right now. I'm approaching episode 100, which is going to be a really awesome episode, and I don't want you to miss it. So if you're subscribed, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, wherever, you'll get that as soon as it's released. So appreciate you. So getting into it, I got this idea for this podcast from my mom, actually. And as technologically challenged as she can be sometimes, she finds a way to send me a lot of emails and texts of things that she thinks I would just find interesting or that I need to know. And I appreciate each and every one of them. You know, sometimes it'll be articles on why I need to wear earplugs if I go out to a bar, why my AirPods are killing me, or areas to avoid in Chicago, or, you know, why I need to wear SPF 70 year round. But the other day, she sent me an article that I found really interesting, and it gave me the idea for this episode. And maybe you've seen this before. Apparently, it's been making the rounds on the internet, but I hadn't seen it, which is strange. Shocking, I suppose, since I've got my finger on the pulse of the self-development space. You know, I'm that guy. But it was an article titled, Angry, Worried, Stressed Out, Just Say This One Word. say this one word. And it's a Danish word, to my point in the intro, and it's spelled P-Y-T. And apparently it's like pyt, or something close to that. I'll just say pit for this episode, but know that I recognize my pronunciation is probably a bit off. But anyway, it's a Danish word, and it doesn't really have an English definition. You can't really translate it. And according to the article, this word is usually expressed as a reaction to daily hassles, daily frustrations, daily mistakes. And it most closely translates to English saying, don't worry about it, or oh well, or you know, shit happens. And the article talks about how at its core, this word is about accepting and resetting. It's a reminder to kind of just focusing on not overreacting. Instead of assigning blame, it's kind of a way to just let go and move on. And that kind of frame of mind, according to the article, can really help manage stress because it's an attempt to encourage yourself to not get bogged down by daily frustrations. And I read this article, and then my mom called me to make sure, one, you know, that I was wearing my seatbelt in Ubers. That's very important. And two, to make sure I read the article. And I realized kind of, you know, after reading it a couple times that I unknowingly defined my life by this term. It's why I think I'm rather positive, why I'm able to bounce back from things rather easily. That's why I think I'm, you know, generally overly optimistic in things in my life. And in looking at my life the past couple of years, in contrast with that of those around me, my friends, colleagues, people I've dated, whatever, it really is a defining mindset. And it's really important because it's the difference between being emotionally consistent and happy towards whatever life throws your way versus that of always kind of just being at the will of the bullshit in your life is the difference between being happy and being frustrated all the time. This word pit really defines what it means to be alive and to control what you can control and have faith that the rest is meant, that everything else is just meant to be. And so I have a lot of respect for the Danes with this word. It's no surprise that blanket statement here that they're one of the happiest countries in the world. They understand that life is constantly going to try to fuck with you. You know, that people are going to annoy you, you're going to fail, you're going to be embarrassed, you're going to miss your train, drop your phone, spill your coffee. And you can choose to say pyt, or you can close off, be frustrated, and see those things as signs that you're not worthy of more, that there's a reason for them, or that, you know, you're a victim. I like this word because it's a mindset. You know, it's a reminder to not let things outside of your control interfere with your mood. And again, I had never heard of this word, and you probably won't hear me actually say the word because, again, I think it's more of a mindset and you don't need to say it, you know. But in my life, if you know me and you something annoying happens, something frustrating happens, even big annoying things, my reaction a lot of the time will be something like, it'd be like that sometimes, or you hate to see that. You know, I say those kind of things a lot, but it's the same concept here. That's how I react. And I'm not trying to seem noble or centered or like some Zen Buddhist monk here, but when shit is like on fire around me, when life is throwing bullshit my way, my reaction tends to be that of, hey, that's life for you. You know, it be like that sometimes. And I've come to realize that that is exactly what this word, this Danish word mindset is all about. Like last week, for example, I somehow managed to slice my foot open on my shower door in the morning. I was bleeding everywhere and then kind of tried to make some coffee with my Keurig and I forgot to put a cup under it. And I do that all the time. It's literally insane. So without, you know, I had my back turned and it was pouring and the coffee went all over the counter, full cup, all over the floor. So I'm standing there in the morning with my foot cut open with coffee all over. I've got a million things to do. I'm running late. But again, my reaction was that of, you know, it'd be like that sometimes. You hate to see that. And that's not to say that I wasn't bothered by it. I was furious. I was beyond frustrated and annoyed. But I've come to realize that going full nutso as a reaction to that, it gets you literally nowhere. And it closes you off. It really does. And I don't want to close off. I've talked a lot about this. You know, I want to open up. I want to smile more. I want to be more open. And I've realized that the more you let the little inconveniences in life get to you, the more you close off. And not just the little ones, bigger ones too, like getting rejected, losing a deal, getting broken up with, looking in the mirror, not seeing what you like. You know, you can choose to react with a why me, fuck this shit, why does this happen to me? Or you can choose to say it be like that sometimes and realize that life is about struggle. Frankly, you know, life without bullshit, life without struggle does not exist. It's not a thing. And I don't think you would want a life, you know, without struggle, because as much as those little things that annoy you and frustrate you might seem like inconsequential, pointless inconveniences, I'm convinced that they are indeed rewarding experiences. And as I always say, I want a life filled with experiences. You know, the more experiences you have, the more perspective you have, the more whole you become. Here's another silly example. I feel like most of my examples are silly. But I think that goes to show you that, you know, how often silly little bullshit is present in your life. It's literally 24/7. But, I had to take a train to Wisconsin the other day from downtown Chicago to the outskirts of Wisconsin to see a client. And it was a Metra train. So it's not like the usual city train where you just hop on, stand and get off. You have to buy a ticket. It's got a conductor, that kind of thing. Anyway, I get on the train in the morning. It's packed. We get going. You know, the guy comes around to collect tickets. I pull up my phone to show him the ticket and I can't remember my login. Can't get in the app. I couldn't reset my password. I couldn't remember. It was horrible. The guy gets to me and I'm not perfect. I'm kind of weird about those kinds of things. I was freaking out a little about it. It's like going to the grocery store and getting the checkout and realizing you don't have any money. For some reason, that's always like a bit of fear of mine. But in this case, I had no ticket. I had no cash. I literally had no way of buying a ticket. So I expected this guy to be like, you know, you got to get off the next stop because I had no ticket. I couldn't buy one, you know, help me, I'm poor kind of thing here. But, you know, in that moment, I was like, fuck it. You know, if that happens, it happens. I'll try to smooth talk the guy. But if it doesn't work out, there's no point in getting all bent out of shape about it. You know, it be like that sometimes. Anyway, the dude was super chill. He was like, hey, it's no problem, man. It happens. You're good. Have a good day. And that was just, you know, it just goes to show you, you can control what you can control and everything else. It happens. And I've got example after example of little things like that in life, you know, even bigger life examples too, that you might say don't fall onto this small bullshit bucket that I'm describing. You know, big things like passing of a close relative, losing a big deal, a bad breakup, losing something really expensive, dropping and breaking my laptop, so on and so on. You know, but again, I see those experiences as annoying. Don't get me wrong. I'm not some superhuman robot here. I see them as annoying, as frustrating, but I see them as experiences to learn from. And as cheesy as that sounds, it really, really does matter. Like how you react to experiences like that, big and small, in life matters. You know, you can choose to overthink them. You can choose to close off and be annoyed and pissed off and wear a frown on your face. You can be mad at the world and convinced you're the world's most unlucky person. Or you can see them as I see them, genuinely as opportunities to grow, as, you know, it be like that sometimes moments. Those are those moments, you know, because I would rather have those things happen to me now, realize that they're things I can't control and then roll with the punches. I would rather that happen now and grow with them than to constantly be annoyed by them and have them control me and watch as they kind of turn me into a negative glass half full kind of person. You know, I've watched myself personally grow into a, well, that happens sometimes, it be like that sometimes kind of person. And it's been really rewarding, you know, because I know I can get through anything, big or small. Things as stupid as that train experience, things as stupid as dropping and losing things, dealing with annoying people, and dealing with larger life experiences, I know that I can get through them. I know that reacting to them with a pit mindset is the right decision. And it's rewarding because each experience teaches me about the person that I am right now and also about the person that I'm becoming. You know, I know that those things still bother me. I still react poorly to them initially. I still stress out. I still freak out. I'll curse, you know, but I'm learning about the man that I'm becoming. And I'm proud of that, dude, because those things and my reaction to them don't last much longer. You know, I get annoyed, but then I'll say, hey, whatever, be like that sometimes. I focus on what I can control. In this case, it's my reaction. And recognizing that reacting poorly isn't going to help me grow. I've realized that personal growth comes from the bullshit in your life. You know, you grow as a result of overcoming the sad things, the frustrating things, the heartbreak, the rejection in your life. I realized that, you know, I'd say 90% of your growth comes from those things. The other 10%, sure, it comes from the good things, the recognition, the wins, and the triumph. But that 90, man, that 90%, that is life right there. You know, those experiences are 90%. They're so much more common. And that's where the growth is. So you have to learn to deal with that. You have to learn to deal with that 90%. You have to learn to be in that moment, no matter how annoying it is, and recognize that you can't always control it. And if you want to grow, then you have to adopt some kind of it be like that sometimes mindset that says, you know, I will be okay no matter what, because I know it's making me stronger and I know it's out of my control. I think this is like a really simple concept, you know? It's the idea of not playing the victim in your life. It's the idea of not feeling stuck in a cycle of bullshit. You know, the fact of the matter is, you can't control everything in your life. You can control a lot of things, certainly, but you're at the mercy of a lot of bullshit in life. And it's those moments where this mindset really, really matters. It's in moments like, you know, getting fired from your job, getting broken up with, grieving a loss, big moments like that. And it's in the small moments, losing your phone, hitting your foot on the table, slicing your foot open on the shower door, dealing with an annoying coworker, spilling coffee all over yourself, whatever. It's in those moments where this mindset can rescue you from feeling like a victim. It's a mindset that can rescue you from a passive existence where you try to find a reason that bad things happen to you, that you don't deserve good things, that you should be annoyed and stressed and frustrated and closed off. It's a mindset, I think, that if I look at my life, like it really reaffirms something that I believe to be a fundamental truth about life, that if you want a good life, if you want a happy life, a fulfilling life, you have to create it. It's not going to be given to you. You know, because life is filled with bullshit, 100%. You know, no person out there doesn't have to deal with the things that I just described. And if you want a happy life, you have to create it. And you can only create it when you learn how to deal with that 90% of experiences in life. You can only create the life that you want when you come to terms with what you can't control. It's about what you do in those 90% moments. You know, so I'd ask you, you know, do you want to be a victim, closed off, frustrated 90% of the time? It's a rhetorical question. I'll answer it for you. No, of course you don't want that. You know, you want to be happy. You want to smile. You want to see a world of possibility. You don't want to be closed off. So I think this mindset is for you. It's really powerful. It can help you realize that the life you create for yourself is just that. It's created for you by you. And it's done so by the way you react to what the world throws your way. So I'd say, you know, the next time life decides to throw some bullshit your way, aka tomorrow, you know, you're having a horrible day, just keeps getting worse. I would say just put your hands up and say, it'd be like that sometimes. You know, you hate to see that. And keep moving forward. You know, keep moving forward with as much of a smile as you can put on your face, because you know that you cannot control everything life throws your way. And that's fine. It's more than fine, because in those moments, in those 90% moments, you're building yourself, you're growing. And that's what life is all about. You know, life is about being happy and choosing to create that life. And as the homie Joel Osteen says, he says, there's a quote that I really like. He says, if you want to be happy, you have to be happy on purpose. When you wake up, you can't just wait to see what kind of day you'll have. You have to decide what kind of day you'll have. You know, and I think that's so true. You have to decide. You have to decide if you're going to be it be like that sometimes kind of person, or if you're going to let the bullshit in life hold you down. And I think you're stronger than those things. I think you're way stronger than those 90%. I think you have the ability, the mindset to choose to be happy on purpose. Not all the time. Come on, we're human. But with a mindset that understands that life is about how you react to the things that happen to you, and that the more you know you can roll with the punches and overcome them, the happier you'll be. I really believe that. So that's it. I hope you found this episode valuable. If you did, I'd love if you would tell a friend about the podcast, tell a coworker, tell your mom, tell your homies to subscribe. iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, CastBox, iHeartRadio. It's all over the place. It would mean the world to me. So thank you so much for your support. Be sure to follow me on Instagram as well at case.kenny. Feel free to hop in there and make fun of me. Do all that. I love it. I definitely appreciate you all. So until next episode, I'm out.